This story was going to need a fresh pipe, so we got ready. But when he dropped it on the ground in front of him, there was a scramble of children trying to retrieve it for him. The fastest one won and handed it to Jonah. He changed the subject right then and there and told all the children,
"Listen to me. Don't y'all ever start. Don't ever start. Leave the pipe alone. Jonah wish that he'd be never even try. Don't ever even try. Jonah got a bad cough from the tobacco. Don't even try."
Trying to change the subject again, he said,
"Now, where was we?"
Jonah was just stalling. He did not want to tell them this, but he did anyway.
"That gal not hurt that girl. She told the mistress that. She say that she wasn't hurting the girl. But the thing is, anyway, well, the mistress dragged her to the peach orchard and whooped her. I was there. I seen it happen. And, you know, just tied her hands this way, you know, around the peach orchard tree."
Jonah held his arms in a big circle. The children could easily tell that this story was not easy for him to tell them. It was like he, Jonah, felt a little responsible himself for not helping her that day. Once again, the children were stunned into silence, and even the night bugs held their breath.
"You know, and then snuff the pipe out on her, you know. Snuff the pipe out on her. You know, with embers in the pipe, I don't believe what I ever seed. The pipe's still smoking. And snuff out on her like that. You know, with embers in the pipe. Good God, I said, I don't believe what I seed. I not stay to witness no more. I runned off. I was awake till morning that night."
Someone else asked,
"Didn't she scream?"
Jonah choked as he tried to answer that question. He still felt like he should have done something to help that gal. But the truth was, if he had tried to help her, he would have been punished far worse just for trying.
"Yes, I think she was. I think she did. But she mouthbound too. But you see, there was we was daring to go out there where it was, you know, because the overseer, he would whoop us if he catch can. You see, that overseer, her papa was the overseer, but he had to whoop her. He whooped her too. He really sure did whoop her. Well, he whooped her so that the night they had to grease her back. I didn't know what kind of grease they had, but they sure greased her back. And that night, you know, that way, they just greased her back."
In a hurry to end this story, Jonah cut to the quick, saying,
"And so after him, after so long on the tree, so whooping being so long, that way they quit. Then they give her dinner. Late that evening, they give her dinner. Late that evening, of course, she had been whooped so bad then, you know, she didn't want to eat, you know. For they whipped you half a day, you ain't want to eat nohow, you know."
Jonah felt like he was going to lose some of that fine meal they had all just enjoyed. These memories made him just plain sick. He excused himself and went behind some trees. Then the children could hear him sobbing in the darkness. They all wanted to go to him and comfort him, but before anyone could move, he came back out of the dark. As Jonah was returning to his hot seat, he looked around to see if anybody had been watching. With a face full of tears, he said,
"Man tears. Man tears. Those..."
With his finger, he wiped tears from his face and held them up.
"Those are man tears. Good for man to cry when pain so much. Jesus cried for us. Cried tears. Jonah cried for that gal. Her tears done all used up. All used up. Jonah cry man tears for that gal.
Jonah was not the only one with tears in his eyes. He looked around and he could tell that his young listeners were deeply affected by the truth. There is no way to soften the blow when the facts hit you in the face like an old wet dishcloth. It takes a while to get the stink off, but you always remember how it smells. They all knew that the pain they felt now about these stories was nothing in compared to what the colored folks felt when they went through slavery. Their heritage, their history was being passed on to them now. Jonah told them that they held the responsibility to tell the truth. They had to pass on the good stories that made them laugh, as well as the tough times too. But this is what he wanted them to remember the most. He said,
"Members that the Lord loves ya. He loved us first, so we all would know how's to love each other."
Jonah stood up, adjusted himself so that he stood real proper. Then he looked the children right in the eye and said,
"Most important as can ever teach you is about Jesus. Jesus. The Lord Jesus. He is everything to me."
Jonah thought for a moment to himself. He could look back at his whole life in a flash, and he felt so unworthy of the precious gifts that the Lord had blessed him with over his lifetime. He had survived an unbearable trip here from Africa, fighting for his life all the way. He had been separated from his mother and left alone, and when he prayed to the Lord, he saved him by protecting him from harm with the white ship captain. He found himself on the block of slavery, and when he prayed to the Lord, he saved him by guiding the hand of a man that bought him to raise Jonah as his own. Once again, Jonah looked up into the sky. The dawn was starting to cut through the clouds and the fire was going out again. He smiled at the children that were surprisingly all still awake. He could not believe it. Then he started to sing.
"Do you remember a song? An old song called Go Down Moses."
They all started yawning, but trying to pick up their spirit, Jonah began to sing and they all followed in and joined him.
"Israel was in Egypt's land. Let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand. Let my people go."
Jonah sang with a real deep voice, and his choir sang back with the bright voices in their youth.
"Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land."
And they all kept singing.
"When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard,